Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a reaction Monday. Happy Monday everyone out there. Been a lot of reaction on the text line and the YouTube chat and all that good stuff. And I've been seeing a lot of reactions on social media. And I think the great thing about watching the game in real time and looking at the real reactions, you've seen a lot of stuff. I just see Fire D'Amico.
Yeah.
I heard Kaylee shouldn't even get on the plane after this game.
Oh, they wanted to give the old Lane Kiffin treatment.
Gerard Johnson need to be calling plays next week. I seen it all,
well,
man.
Well, not next week. What are you doing right now?
Yeah. You want to tell us something, man? So I've been hearing a lot of that, and some of it is silly. I seen you got a bit Stroud and put in Mills.
I said that in confidence.
Yeah, so a lot of it. I'm like, all right, y'all. We could pump the brakes a little bit. I understand everybody kind of in the moment, but what are some funny ways to tell somebody they're dumb, or some fancy ways to tell somebody they're dumb? 713-572-4610. I actually have a list of 10.
Oh, okay.
Why did it not connect to me that this is what you were doing, is that you basically telling them folks that they dumb for saying that?
No, I'm not saying anything.
Oh, okay, my
bad. I'm not saying anything.
I didn't mean to say that.
So I want to see how many of these y'all say within the show.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the first one. It's clear you speak from the heart.
Ooh. Huh, okay. That's interesting. Because I would not have ultimately just automatically assumed that was calling somebody dumb.
Right now, give me a crazy Texans take right now.
Davis Mills needs to be starting quarterback, according to Reggie Adetula.
Well, it's clear you speak from the heart.
I feel like we just starting a sentence. You got to put something on the backside of that. Like, I know you believe that is basically what we're just saying. However,
yes.
... Mm-hmm.
What about this one? I admire your confidence and the lack of knowledge.
Oh, that's not subtle.
Oh, yeah. See, that one. You know what my favorite is, and I doubt it's on here? I don't even think I've really run this out here on these airwaves.
What's
but
that?
It's your God-given right as an American to be wrong.
Yeah.
I love that one. Which it is. It is your right as an American to be as wrong as you want to.
Yeah. It's your opinion, bro. Mm-hmm.
So you got it, brother.
What about this one? I don't want to fatigue your mind with particulars.
Yeah,
I like
see,
that one. Yeah,
I bet you do.
Yeah.
I don't
want to bore you with the particulars, but you're dumb.
Bore you with the particulars feels a little bit nicer for some reason.
Yeah. I don't mind that one.
What about this one? You certainly have a gift for
simplicity?
Yes.
You gift certainly have simplicity. The gift of simplicity. That's not even hiding it, is it?
Yeah, I don't think very many of these feel like hiding it.
Yeah.
But do you feel like it's a nice way to say
it? No, it's not nice. Because you're not even trying to sugarcoat it.
All right, what about this one? You have a unique way of looking at things.
That's a nice way to do
it. Yeah, that is a nice way to do it. I think we've hit.
So give me another crazy take right now with the Texans.
Well, I'll give you the one that I kind of hinted at earlier in jest, kind of. The Texans are kind of in the same neighborhood as they were with Jack Easterby right now.
Well, you have a unique way of looking at things.
That is unique.
Yeah, that definitely is unique. Yeah, that's fair. Ooh, some good ones starting to come in on the text line here from the 713. I wonder who ties your shoes in the morning.
Ooh, well, that's not subtle either.
Oh, man, yeah.
That's not subtle.
What about this one? I haven't considered that angle.
Are you quoting Reggie?
I was about to say, that sounds like something Reggie would say.
I'm mad because that does sound like that. But sometimes I genuinely had not considered that. And other times, I'm just trying to make this through.
Lopez, yeah. He was calling you dumb, man.
Of course he was. He's
calling you stupid.
Of course he was.
You bring a fresh perspective.
I don't mind this one, you know, because that if I'm the person that you're saying that to, I'm like, hey, I'm fresh.
What about this one? I think, Lopez, you use this one a lot. That's a bold statement.
That's a bold statement, Cotton. That's a bold statement right there.
That's a bold statement, cowboy.
Yeah, cowboy.
I do love, as a Nigerian, we're born with PhDs in insults. And one of the best insults I saw from a Nigerian ever was as follows. Common sense has been chasing you your whole life, but you're faster. Mwah. Just
that's something,
beautiful.
That's something I probably would have woke up 3 a.m. like, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
He just tried to play me.
I think that was an insult.
Hold on, man.
It sounds like some kind of proverb, like common sense has been chasing
you. Yeah, the next day, hey, I remember what you said to me yesterday, sucker?
Which doesn't help your case at all, right? You're like, well, I figured that out after a few hours.
Yeah, well, I caught the common sense, damn it.
Give him a call in the middle of the night.
I slowed down and the common sense caught up.
Yeah, I caught up to it.
I caught up to it.
What about this one? You certainly have a way with words.
Oh, well, I would just say, well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so, salute to everybody with the crazy taste. Keep them coming in.
How are those crayons tasting? That's what I would say.
I did see someone said that they think they don't agree with somebody that uses, that says, pronounces crayons like that. And I'm like, I feel like everybody has the different
pronouns.
Yeah, it's just a lot of different ways of saying it.
To me, it's crayon.
Crayons.
Yeah.
We're just talking about dialects now. We're just getting into various people's dialects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Let's get into a little bit of crazy sounds from the weekend.
Oh.
And we brought this up, I want to say, probably around 12:40-ish. Old Dabo Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
He was up at the podium. And right now, I want to say his team is 1-3.
That is correct.
And correct me if I'm wrong, they started off a top 10 team.
That is also correct.
Like,
it
was ranked like 8th, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But currently, they're 1-3, and I think he's feeling that fire.
Yeah, he is.
And here is his press conference. I want to say this was after the loss. I can't.
This was the week of this past week, before Saturday's game.
Yeah, okay, before. Okay, so here's him addressing the media. He has some things to get off his chest.
What's so bad about our program? What's so bad about it? Like, what's so bad about the worst season that we've had 14 years? How many programs in college football would sign up for one, and only once, 14 years of 9 wins? How many programs would sign up for that? In the playoffs, we all talk about, we've been 7 times in 10 years. Who can say that? If we stink because we haven't played for the national championship since January of 20, well, I guess we stink. Or we haven't won it since January of 19. We haven't won the national championship. Well, then I guess we stink. But why are we held to a different standard from all these other teams out there who ain't ever won nothing? If they want me gone, if they tired of winning, they can send me on the way, because that's all we've done is win. So if they tired of winning, we've won this league 8 out of the last 10 years. Is that not good? I'm just asking. Is that good?
I'm just asking.
I don't know if that's good or not. To win your league 8 out of 10 years, to go to the playoffs 7 out of 10 years, to be in 4 national championships, win it twice.
Question talker.
That
reminds me of Bill O'Brien when he said,
I don't know.
4 to 5.
Yeah. You know, is that good? I don't know. Somebody help me out.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, that was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Since that time, the Clemson Tigers took a, I was going to say a whooping. I don't know if I want to quite call it that. At home, mind you.
Yeah.
To Syracuse. That is a game.
It was in control the whole way.
This is Syracuse, not the Syracuse of the 80s or the 70s or something like that, right? This is Syracuse.
Modern day Syracuse.
Now.
Yeah. And not to mention, like I said earlier, they were a top 10 team. to start the season.
That last part is what got him. That's what everybody's just pouncing on. Like, I don't know. Is that good?
I don't know. No, there's that. But there's
also,
like, I guess,
move on.
I guess if they don't want to win no more, which I do appreciate that, yes, he's not wrong in this regard. They have been very, very good under his tenure. But also, who said we got to win, and why are we just on a different standard? You!
Yeah, he did.
You have set the expectation that you guys were going to be championship-type contenders. And outside of a very relatively short window, actually, of actually winning it in the right after – was did they win with Kelly Bryant? I can't remember. Right after that, you get, like, Trevor Lawrence – or actually, Deshaun Watson is in there as well. Right in that window, you're good. Outside of that, we're like, hey, buddy, you out here rolling out DJ Uiagalelei, and then Cade Klubnik, who is highly regarded, has looked underperforming, and you had typically been very good at hiring coordinators, and that seems like it might be slowing down. Like, hey, man, these are questions that people are going to ask. These are questions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, as I continue on the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So you guys are, I had like a couple people hit me up about their survivor pool.
Sorry for everybody who was doing that this
week. Yeah, it's a couple people picked Green Bay, man. And I thought that was a lock. I thought Green Bay was going.
Lopez, who'd you pick this week?
No, I'm out of it already. I was out.
You was out week one.
Week one.
Yeah. Oh, is that the case? I didn't know that.
Week one.
I had a couple people hit me up saying, man, Green Bay bleep me, man. Mm-hmm. I can't believe they lost that game. Guys curious to see or listen to how they actually lost the game?
Oh, yes.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so this is not a typo. This is completely real of the Cleveland Browns shocking the Green Bay Packers. I want to say it was like a couple seconds left in the game.
Daniel wheeling the hold. The kick is blocked. It is blocked. The Browns get the SWAT and turn the Packers away. Good snap. Good hold. The kick is on the way. The kick is good. The kick is good. And Andre Schmidt from 55.
Go tell it on the mountains. Over the hills and everywhere, yes, go tell it on the mountains. The Cleveland Browns have won.
Just once.
Hallelujah, man.
What?
Just once. I do love that they had some choir somewhere. Like, we need to put this together for the time that it happens. It will.
When it does happen, and it will.
No, that was a hallelujah moment. Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some of the crazy sounds of the weekend, and I'm gonna get you guys out of here on this as I continue the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I saw this, I wasn't sure what to think of it. I kind of got mixed emotions about this. So I saw this headline that says a man says his mother and sister still keeps in touch with his cheating ex-girlfriend, and they makes it very, very uncomfortable. And this is a little backstory on what happened. So the guy ended his 2-year relationship after learning about his girlfriend cheating.
Mm-hmm.
and it was revealed to him by another man involved, and he didn't really disclose what happened to the family and all that stuff, mm-hmm. but he found out that the family was still keeping in touch with the girlfriend. So now he had to come out and say, hey, look,
yeah,
I don't really feel y'all keep in touch with her because she did this. But they continue to keep in touch with the girlfriend.
Yikes.
How do you feel about that?
So son and brother is cheated on by this girl, and they stay in touch with the girl.
Yeah. They still got a relationship.
How do I feel about that?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm on his side on this. That's that. And I'm curious why they would, with her cheating on the lady's son and the other lady's brother, why would they want to stay in contact?
Yeah, see, because they're friends.
Yeah, see,
they become friends.
But would they still be friends knowing that she cheated?
I don't know. Like I'm yeah, with you generally yeah. on the this feels like it's raw, but yeah. this is I think about the you know ex girlfriend that they broke up and it was just mutual and they were like, well, I still like her,
no,
so
but
I'm
she
not getting
cheated.
But
on
yeah, the cheating makes yeah. this kind of a weird circumstance. Yeah.
See, the thing is, I don't think the family knew what happened, and the guy had to come out and say, this is what happened.
But are they still
and so
friends
I think
with
they
her?
Still, yeah, they're still.
That's even worse.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's a little tricky. It's crazy because my mom, she still keep in touch with my first ever girlfriend
mm-hmm.
from back in the day.
Yeah,
to the point I thought I was going to have a talking to her
mm-hmm.
because she was sending me the girl pictures of her kids and yeah. all that.
Oh, see, yeah. that's reckless.
And I'm just like, ma,
yeah,
like that girl is married with kids. I'm married with a dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, respectfully, I hope she's well and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't end on bad terms or anything like
yeah,
that.
She didn't cheat on you.
But nah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yo, I don't want to see her kids or nothing, man.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Nah, don't. So.
Yeah, I don't understand a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Once it's over, it's over, especially if she cheats on him.
Yeah, and I feel like the family should have some type of loyalty, too. Even
right.
even
what, yeah.
Even if it's like, you ain't do anything bad to me,
mm-hmm.
but out of respect to my son,
yeah.
I can't really rock with you on a personal
That's,
level.
You put it better than I did.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's mixtape.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm reading the various different ways that people have called people not so smart. 281 said, po, dang. From the 346, you don't know your butt from the hole in the ground. Let's see. Somebody said, I don't want to indulge in your ignorance mm-hmm. As a statement. From the 832 in the South, we call them colors. That's mm-hmm. about the crayons.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, you ate a lot of paste in high school, huh? Or in school, huh? All that book knowledge, no common sense is something that they throw up here. 832, I realize reality might not be your thing. That's rough. All right, y'all. Yeah. Man, y'all.
There's a fishing one, like when you have a bad day.
Is there?
Couldn't catch my butt with both hands.
What? Hadn't heard that one before. And I'm not going to put it in my lexicon, I'm going to be honest, because that one is going to weird me out more if I say it. Anyways, all right. That's the mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. We're getting ready to hand things over to the drive on this Reaction Monday. But before we get there, I want to react one more to this. The Astros obviously went down pretty meekly. Did this series tell us that their time is over? 713-572-4610. We'll do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.